Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
John Troy's Crunchy Groosack, the one you should be picking.
Chicken.
John Troy's Crunchy Groosack, unless of course you're chicken.
Chicken.
We hear great songs from A to Z. I break them down so expertly. Don't let your panties get all hot and bunchy. I hold my sack up to anybody's cause. All my grooves are crunchy.
All my grooves are crunchy.
John Troy's Crunchy Groosack, you don't know what you're missing.
It is, yes.
John Troy's Crunchy Groosack, obey when I say listen.
Listen.
Hello and welcome to another episode of John Troy's Crunchy Groosack, the show where we listen to songs from the point of view of a musician. That's right, I'm a musician, so how you doing, baby? I'm okay. I'm fine. I just came from a gig. I got this brunch gig on Sundays. It's Memorial Weekend. We remember our people, our soldiers who were killed in combat. And it inspires a love of country when you think of those things. But I might admonish myself and all of us. Vietnam was my war, although I didn't go. I didn't want to go. I didn't see the point of that conflict. And several of my friends, guys I played football with, guys I served with, went over there and got killed. And, you know, and then, 58,000 dead. And then McNamara comes out years later with a book saying what we all knew, which was that it was all, you know, for nothing, for politics, for business. So while we reflect on those who gave the supreme sacrifice, I wonder if we could also maybe reflect for a minute on the folly of war and hope that our leaders, our politicians, consider and give all the weight to their decision that is due, so we don't just throw our precious, the blood of our precious children away. All right. Now, also yesterday was Miles Davis's birthday, so we're going to play some jazz. Whoa. Take it easy. I know. Okay, you don't like jazz. I know. That's why you listen to this radio station, this great radio station, KX93.5 FM, generational alt, whatever that is. But you got to hear just one. And look, hang on there. It's Miles Davis. Come on. You know, Miles Davis, it's his birthday yesterday. So it's a big weekend, and it's a great song. And don't worry, there's no bass solo. It's not long. You'll be fine. It's called Doxy. It's an early composition by jazz saxophonist Sonny Rollins. It first appeared on the 1957 Miles Davis album, 1957, Bag's Groove. You know, it's a trip when you listen to stuff this old and still sounds so hip. Man. And this is Davis on trumpet, of course, Sonny Rollins on tenor saxophone, Horace Silver on piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Kenny Clark on drums. Doxy became a jazz standard, a frequently performed and recorded part of many musicians' repertoires. Doxy was written by Sonny Rollins during a stopover in England on a European tour. Its name is given after a bread spread that the band was eating in the hotel. So, and the solos are going to, I picked this song just because it's so fun and accessible for jazzophobes, like you. And, first Miles, when you listen to Miles play, man, and when they go to the solo, the notes he chooses to play, man, and the notes he chooses not to play. And then, so good. And then Sonny Rollins, saxophone, and Horace Silver, wow, on piano, he does a great solo, too. And then they go back to the head, and it's out. And then we'll go back to what we usually do, okay? So just hold on. And remember, there's no bass solo. You're going to be fine. This is Miles Davis doing the song Doxy here on KX93.5 FM. Listen. Wasn't that fun? Now, see, it wasn't so bad. It's Miles Davis on trumpet, Sonny Rollins on tenor saxophone, Horace Silver on piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Kenny Clark on drums. I'm John Troy. Listen to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack here on KX 93.5 FM. Laguna Beach. All right, what do I got up here now? What's up on the bulletin board? Nothing new that I see. Okay. NRBQ, great band from back east, once known as the world's greatest bar band, and I couldn't argue with that claim. Al Anderson on guitar. Listen to the style he's got. He's developed his own style. A lot of people they're learning how to play, and they want to shred. Everybody's shred crazy. Shred, shred, shred. Everybody sounds like what's that guy, Van Halen. Everybody's tapping on and lightning licks and just shredding around, and everybody sounds the same, man. You find your own style. If you're learning how to play, don't worry about shredding so much. Start thinking about the notes you play, okay? Like this nut here, Al Anderson. This is the band NRBQ doing Flat Foot Floozy here on KX 93.5 FM. Listen. Yeah. NRBQ here on KX93.5 FM, Laguna Beach. Doing Flatfoot Floozy. I'm John Troy. Listen to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. The next song is by Little Feet. What? Little Feet again, John? Yes, you're welcome. Yeah, what a great band. My golly goodness gracious. This is Kenny Grady on bass. Man, this is old school bass playing, man. This cat, wow. This is great stuff. Little Feet doing Fat Man in the Bathtub. I hear you moan. I hear you moan here on KX93.5 FM. Listen. I hear you moan. All right. That's Little Feet here on KX93.5 FM. Laguna Beach doing Fat Man in the Bathtub, baby. I'm John Troy. Listen to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. That's the thing. Everybody looks kind of ready. Well, I've been invaded by a bunch of strangers. I know one of them. Greg Friedman, who hosts Inner Journey here on KX93.5 FM, has brought in a trio of women's. And I don't know anything what they have to say, so let me get you guys. What mics are they in there, Greg?
They are
3, 4, 5.
That is correct, sir.
So I'll see if I can get these. Okay, so all right. What's your story?
Well, first of all, thanks for having us on. We really appreciate it, John.
My pleasure, Greg. Anything?
Absolutely.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Ladies, what's our story?
Well, who are you, first off?
We're students. She goes to Thurston, and I'm at Laguna Beach High School, and we're part of the club Walking for Water.
The club Walking for Water. What is that?
It's part of the nonprofit organization Wisdom Spring, and what we do is we raise money to help build wells in Burkina Faso, Ghana, Nepal, and Kenya, and other parts of the world.
That's wonderful. This is a very important thing. I've heard about this. Sometimes when I start to bemoan my state, I think of pictures I've seen of children struggling with buckets of water they have to walk to find miles a day. This is helping people like them?
Yeah, it's crazy how much they have to walk. The founder of Wisdom Spring, Sabamfu, one time, she would have to walk up to 20 miles a day just one way to get water. And Susan passed the story on to me, and Sabamfu one time was carrying this huge water jug on her head, and she was only a mile away from her village, and she started running because she was so excited because she had found so much water, and she tripped, and when the water fell, she said she felt like she killed her entire family.
Oh, man, that's heartbreaking stuff. Mm-hmm. What you're doing is some very good work. What's your name?
Anna Madigan.
Anna Madigan. And who are you?
I'm Sophie Mariner.
Hi, Sophie Mariner. So you're part of this outfit also?
Since it's already started at the high school, I thought that it would be a great idea to, get it trying to go in middle school because, you know, I think that a lot of people should be aware of all of the different things that we're doing to help the community.
What else is, how's it going anyway?
Well, we've already put 30 wells in.
Oh my God.
In Africa, and we're trying to put one in Nepal because we want to help everywhere, not just in Africa, because uh-huh. we've already put many wells there, so we're trying to get one going somewhere else, and we just got lucky because they need one in Nepal, and Susan was there, and she said, I can help with that, so now we're trying to raise money for that.
So it sounds like you've been doing this for a while. You've got some results.
Wisdom Spring Youth has been a teen project for 15 years now. And 16 years ago, a teenager came up to me and said, they walk for water, why can't we? And I was like, let's do this. And so it's because of a teenager that the project started to begin with. And now the teens do everything in the project. They write the press releases. Greg teaches them how to be on the radio. They do the websites, they make the logo, they design the t-shirts, they do it all, and they're just amazing young people who really are wanting to make a difference in Africa and other places around the world that are struggling with water.
This is great to hear because a lot of the news we hear focuses on so much negative stuff about today's youth. I know more stuff like this must be going on, and it's great to hear about it. Yes, Sophie?
Well, we have actually an event that's going to help raise money towards all the well that we're trying to put. It's this Sunday, June 3rd. It's going on from 12 at noon to 3, and it would be really helpful if people who are listening could come. It's going to be hosted at the high school track, and there's going to be games, and we're going to be selling t-shirts that help fundraise the money to the nonprofit Wisdom Spring.
All right, so there's an event coming up for, and what's the name? Tell me again. Tell us again.
Oh, Walking for Water.
Walking for Water.
Yeah.
And there's going to be an event at the high school track here in Laguna Beach.
Yeah, on June 3rd.
On June 3rd from 12 to 3.
Yes.
And there's going to be, and it's going to be fun.
Oh, it's going to be great. Tell them all about it, honey.
This is Anna, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, we have games. We have an amazing silent auction with such great auction items. You can see them on our website as well at www.lbhswalkingforwater.org.
lbhswalkingforwater.org.
Yes. And the walk last year was super successful. We were able to raise $24,000 and put two wells in Burkina Faso.
Kenya was the main well and one in Burkina Faso.
And so this year we're hoping to be able to put in three, maybe four wells, the one in Nepal, as well as three are needed in Burkina Faso as well.
That's amazing. You raised $24,000 inside of what? How much time?
They did it at the walk last year, and they work on that walk every week, starting in the school year all the way till June. Oh, these kids are amazing.
This is very moving, stuff. What's your name, then?
Susan Huff.
Susan Huff. And are you...
I am the youth project coordinator and president of the nonprofit Wisdom Spring, which is who they do this under.
Uh-huh. Susan, well, this is amazing, amazing story and an inspiring story. What else do you want to say about it? Anything else?
Come to the walk.
Come to the walk. Okay, so we've been listening to Sophie and Anna and Susan Huff.
And you can also donate online if you can't come to the walk. If you go to lbhswalkingforwater.org, you can donate from that website.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in. And I don't want you to leave without. I don't want you to walk out. Oh shoot! We should have said this. So let me. So if it, go ahead and take your time, think it over. If you got anything else to say, I'll recap. We have this outfit called Walking for Water, and they build wells in the world, all around the world.
Actually, mostly in Burkina Faso. Now we've outreached to Kenya, and we're lucky we get to go to Nepal and help in Nepal this year.
This is wonderful work. This is wonderful work because if you're talking about some of what people need, there's nothing more than water.
Sibomfu had a saying, it was Konavora, water is life.
Water is life, and you're giving it with this great work you're doing. There's an event coming up this June the 6th at the high school track from 12 to 3.
June 3rd.
All right, okay. Maybe I was just testing. June 3rd from 12 to 3 at the high school track. I'll keep reminding people. So, and if you cannot come, you can donate at lbhswalkingforwater.org.
Yeah, and we also have a social media Instagram page. It's lbhswalkingforwater.
On Instagram, okay. Yeah. All right.
Oh, and thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. Thank you so much. You know, I'm inspired.
Well, these teens, they do a lot. And so I think it's just our obligation as adults to show up and show them how inspired we are by them making a difference.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, great. I'm going to remind people to check this whole thing out, and I'm going to donate some money my own self.
Aw, thanks.
Thank you. That helps
thank
a lot.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Thank you so much. And thank you, Greg, for bringing these ladies in.
My pleasure.
And we'll get back to the Crunchy Groove Sack, and I'll be reminding you all about the great work. Thanks again, Sophie, Anna, and Susan.
Thank you.
All right. All right, so let's get to another song. I'm going to go to it right now. We'll talk about it later, okay? Ready? Oh, it's the Whispers doing It's a Love Thing, Baby, here on KX93.5 FM. Lison, that's French.
It's a love thing.
The Whisper is doing It's a Love Thing here on KX 93.5 FM, Laguna Beach. I'm John Troy. Listen to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. You know what? These girls just came in into the studio and just about maybe break out into tears, man. Listen to this. They're building wells in Africa. These kids get this thing going. I can't believe it. These kids, man. There's a thing coming up at Laguna Beach High School on the track Sunday, June 3rd from 12 to 3. It's $20 for an adult, $15 for students and kids. All benefits go to Wisdom Spring. For information, you can go to lbhswalkingforwater.org. And Instagram is lbhswalkingforwater. Walking for Water. And that's what these kids do, man, these children in Africa. You know, if you want to do something good today, you can go to the website and donate. And if you want to have do something good and have fun, go to the event at Laguna Beach High School, Sunday, June 3rd, 12 to 3. All right. I'll tell you more about it if you didn't get it all down. Okay? Later on. All right. Okay, what do I got here? Oh, my God. Toni Braxton. You know, you've heard me. If you listen to me, you've heard me talk about Otis, Otis Redding. And you know what I always say about Otis? If you listen, you know, you've heard me say it. I believe him. He doesn't, his main focus really isn't the singing so much as the words. He gets into the words and he brings out what the words mean. You know who else does that? Toni Braxton. Toni Braxton, man. I feel the same way about this singer. You know, she doesn't blind you with a zillion notes. And the notes she chooses make sense. And when she goes down low, when she sings low, oh, boy. I like that. Oh, my God. Acoustic guitar solo that modulates. Means it changes key, goes up a step. It's got lots of production, keyboard, bass, machine drums. You know the song. It was a big hit for her. But, God, it's worth listening to again because it's just so darn good. This song kills me. Toni Braxton, Unbreak My Heart, here on KX 93.5 FM. Listen.
Walked out the door and walked out of my life. in all this pain. Don't leave me out in the rain. Bring back the nights when I held you beside me.
Man, oh man. Tony Braxton here in KX 93.5 FM, Laguna Beach. I'm John Troy. Listen to John Troy's Country Groove Sack, baby. Yep. I'll hold my sack up against anybody's because, oh, my grooves are crunchy, baby. Yeah. I'm sitting here in the station. We're getting that summery thing going on here. Joints jumping, old Laguna Beach. A lot of traffic out there. Vehicular and pedestrian. Yep, I look up, I see all the houses up on the hill with their million-dollar views. Yep, makes me want to grab my torch and my pitchfork. Whoa, I lower my gaze, and across the street, the tattoo art studio, the tattoo parlor across the street is closed. Oh, it's too bad. Too bad. You have to wait. Wait on your next tat, at least at this place, okay? And I have the broad, sparkling Pacific at my back. The next song is Samuel E. Wright. He did the voice for Sebastian the Crab in that Little Mermaid movie, Disney. And he sang a song, too. Samuel E. Wright is his name. A song called Under the Sea. When you listen to a collaborative effort like this, where all the parts are written out for an orchestra, it's pretty amazing. You know, a band is great, but when the whole orchestra is in on it, there's so much to hear. So let's hear it. This is Samuel E. Wright doing Under the Sea here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
Ariel, listen to me. World, it's a mess. Life under the sea is better than anything they got up there. The seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things around you. What more is you looking for? Under the sea. Under the sea. Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away. While we're devoting full time to floating under the sea. Down here, all the fish is happy as after the waves go. The fish on the land ain't happy. They saw 'cause they in the bowl. But fish in the bowl is lucky. They in for a worse fate. One day when the boss get hungry,
yes, you go beyond the pay.
What go under the sea? Under the sea. Nobody beat us, fry us, and eat us in fricassee. We want the land folks loves to cook. Under the sea, we have to hook up. We got no troubles, life is the bubbles. Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Under the sea. Since life is sweet here, we got to be here naturally. Even the sturgeon and the ray, they did the earth and start to play. We got the spirit, you got to hear it under the sea. Play the flute, the cop, play the hop, the place, play the bass and the sound, the job, the bass, play the brass, the chub, play the tub. The flute is the Duke of Soul. The way he can play the names on the strings, the chub, rocking on the blackfish, he sings his belt and his rod. They know where it's at, they know that blowfish blow.
Hata under the water. Yeah, Samuel E. Wright is that singer. Doing Under the Sea here on KX93.5 FM, Laguna Beach. Yeah. Good music, in my opinion. It's French. And let's listen to him again, Kiss the Girl. Man, I was listening to this song, and it made me think of this girl when I was a teenager. I should have kissed her. Man, I should have kissed her. But I was scared as a teenager. I was just a stupid teenager. Speaking of not stupid teenagers, these girls that I just came in here a little while ago and I talked to, if you missed it, unbelievable. Unbelievable. They're getting up and doing something about people in Africa who need water. You know, are you aware that so many people over there just don't have access to clean water? And the children have to walk for miles and miles and miles every morning to get a bucket of water and bring it back to the village. Children? And she told this story. Anna and Sophie, these girls, told this story about some African girl who had been walking for miles, and she had a big bucket of water, and she tripped and fell and spilled all the water when she was almost back to the village, and she said that she felt like she had killed everybody in the village. I mean, I just about started, I almost burst out crying right in the studio. I mean, what is that? You know, look at the kind of pressure that children in Africa have to deal with. You know, are you having a rough day, man? Are you having a hard day? You know, you want to honk your horn at somebody? These children walking for miles every morning to get water. Well, these children, and they're kids, young ladies, high school kids, they've started this benefit called Wisdom Spring, and they're building wells in Africa. It's wonderful. There's an event coming up at Laguna Beach High School, Sunday, June 3rd from 12 to 3. All kinds of fun stuff to do, and the money that you spend will be going to this Wisdom Spring thing, and you're going to be helping children who need water, people who need water in Africa. For more information, you can go to LBHS, that's Laguna Beach High School, LBHSWalkingForWater.org, and donate there if you can't make it to the shindig. Also, at LBHS Walking for Water on Instagram. It's $20. The event is June 3rd is $20 for an adult, $15 for students and kids. So I highly recommend it. I'm gonna go to the website tonight and donate myself. I'm very moved by these kids. I want to thank them very much for coming by and telling us about it. I didn't know anything about this until they came in. All right. So I'll remind you again. Don't worry about it. Okay.
What am I doing?
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Yeah, Sebastian, Sam E. Wright. Yeah, I should have kissed that girl. When I heard this song, it made me think of this girl. And then the moment was passed, man. The moment was passed. And I never got to again. Here I am all these decades and decades later. I think, man, I should have. Darn it. Yeah, what a simple song. Just three chords. It's amazing what can be done within an orchestra. Give an orchestra three chords and see what they can do. It's just beautiful. This is Samuel E. Wright doing, as Sebastian, doing Kiss the Girl here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
Percussion. Strings. Winds. Words. There you see her sitting there across the way. She don't got a lot to say, but there's something about her. And you don't know why, but you're dying to try. You wanna kiss the girl. Yes, you want her. Look at her, you know you do. Possible she wants you to. There is one way to ask her. It don't take a word, not a single word. Go on and kiss the girl. Sing with me now. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-bye, oh, bye. Look like the boy too shy, ain't gonna kiss the girl. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, ain't that sad, ain't it a shame, too bad. You gonna miss the girl. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, don't be scared. You got to move prepared. Go on and kiss the girl. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, don't stop now. Don't try to hide it. How you wanna kiss the girl? Sha-la-la-la-la-la, float along and listen to the song. The song say kiss the girl. Sha-la-la-la-la, the music play. Do what the music say. Kiss the girl.
Why don't you
wanna kiss the girl?
You
gotta kiss the girl. Go on and kiss the girl.
Yeah, Samuel E. Wright is that singer here on KX93.5 FM doing the song Kiss the Girl from the soundtrack. From the Little Mermaid soundtrack. All right, I'm John Troy. Listen to John Troy's Crunch and Groove Sack, baby. And we're coming up to the top of the hour. So I'm going to play a little bumper, a little JB. And I'll see you on the other side. I'll be talking to you on the other side. Okay? Okay, so you just stay right there, baby doll.
Hit it. Feel, brother?
Feeling good.
You feel good?
Feeling good.
It's so much bone, brother.
Yeah.
How you feel, man?
I feel all right.
I call your name. I don't want no people to know you're in here.
Yeah.
How you feel, brother?
All right.
Hey, yeah. Sure getting down. Look at him. Ha. We're gonna have a bunk good time. 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 Let's take them up, Fred. We gotta take you high, yeah. Ow! All right. You wanna do it again? You wanna do it again, huh? Now
take us higher.
Yeah.
Take us higher.
KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.
John Troy's Crunchy Goose Sack, the one you should be picking.
Picking.
John Troy's Crunchy Goose Sack, unless of course you're chicken.
Chicken.
We hear great songs from A to Z. I break them down so expertly. Don't let your panties get all hot and bunchy. I hold my sack up to anybody's cause. All my grooves are crunchy.
All my grooves are crunchy.
John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. You don't know what you're missing.
Haircut.
John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. Obey when I say listen.
Listen.
All right. Hello, welcome to another episode of John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, the show where we listen to songs from the point of view of a... Oh, crapola. Hold on. Yeah, that's what we're going to hear. That's what we're going to hear. I forgot to put a hold on that thing. See? It's very technical. Very technical to be a big shot DJ like me, man. You wouldn't understand. See, there's a button I got to push, and I didn't push it. So the darn song started. Well, I put a fix to that. Ha! All right. So, yeah, that song, which that's the song I'm going to play. So here's what I have to say about it. This song is by the Ohio Players. It's called Skin Tight. And it's really tricky. It's just a great song, great band. But it's really tricky in the bridge. That thing. When they, right on the very last bar of the bridge, it's in 4/4 time, but they stick in a bar 3. They stick in a bar 3. And then what really makes it tricky is the drummer crashes on the 2. So it's like 1, 2, 3, 1. And so that crash sounds like the 1. So you think you're fine, and then you realize you're upside down. But when you're feeling the downbeat as an upbeat, that's referred to by musicians as being upside down. You're upside down. So if this is the downbeat, and you're hearing lines 1, 2, 3, 4, and I do upbeat, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. So I'm clapping on an upbeat. Now sometimes you can get turned around. Even if you're a big shot musician like me, you can get turned around. And once you get turned around upside down, it can be hard. It can be like impossible to get back because that's the way you hear it. That's the way you feel it. You'll see. Sometimes I've gotten turned on my head, and I know. See, because it feels wrong. It feels the opposite of right. And so you know it's wrong, but you can't help it. You can't get out that feeling. It just the upbeat sounds like the downbeat to you. And in that case, I turn to the drummer. Always turn to the drummer, man. And I say, "Where's the one? Where's the one?" And he'll go 3, 4, crash, and he'll show me that's the one. So then I count from there on. Then okay, I'm okay. The drummer saved me. The drummer saved my hash. It happens to everybody now and then. Sometimes some people more than others. All right, so when we get to that crazy part in the bridge of this song, I'm going to jump in and count over it and just ruin it for you because I want to point that bar of 3 out, okay? Yeah, okay. This is the Ohio Players doing Skin Tight here on KX93.5 FM. Listen. I said listen. Yeah, he's crashing on the 2 there.
Yeah.
1, 2. He crashes on the 2.
You are bad, bad misses. And them skin tight riches. Running folks in ditches. Baby, I'm about to bust the stitches. Yeah.
Wasn't that cool? Okay, bye. The Ohio Players here on KX93.5 FM, Laguna Beach, doing Skin Tight. I'm John Troilus in the John Troilus Country Groove Sack. We honor those who have given their last full measure of devotion on the battlefields of the world on this weekend, as we should every day. And that is service. And Greg Friedman reminded me about service and about the importance of being of service in your life. If being a soldier is not your karma or not your path, you can still be of service. And a big opportunity to do so is help out with this event coming up next Sunday at Laguna Beach High School. They're building these kids got this started. They're all involved. And speaking of service, that they're doing this is going to make them, I mean, they're already good, you know, to do it. But doing it will make them better. This is character building stuff. They're building wells in Africa. Building wells so people have access to clean, potable water. Which is a real problem over there, and it makes any of my problems shrink to nothing. This event is going on next Sunday, the 3rd, June 3rd, from 12 to 3 at Laguna Beach High School on the track. It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of events. There's going to be an auction, things to buy, things to do, fun to be had. $20 for adults, $15 for students, and all benefits go to Wisdom Spring. And this is for walking for water. It's they build wells in Africa. They've already sunk a bunch of them. For more information, or if you can't make the event and you want to donate, go to LBHS. That's Laguna Beach High School. LBHSWalkingForWater.org. On Instagram, it's at LBHSWalkingForWater. And it's a good thing, man. Do it. All right. I'm John Troy. Listen to John Troy's Country Groove Sack here on KX93.5. And my next artist is a mystery singer. It's Mystery Singer! You got to guess who it is. And don't use your phone. No, no, no. Don't stick your little sound hound phone identifier of music thing up to the speaker and be a big stinking cheater. If you're any student of music, you should know who this is. Yeah. And so there. And I will tell you after the thing, who it is. Okay? Okay, so this is a mystery singer doing be anything but be mine here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
Sunshine, oh my grief, be anything but darling, be mine, be a wise man. Tender, I'll be cruel, be anything but darling, be mine. Climb to the top of the ladder.
That was Mystery Singer doing Be Anything But Be Mine here on KX93.5 FM. So, do you know who it was? Huh? Do you? Well, If you guessed Natalie Cole, you're absolutely correct. Congratulations. Woo-hoo! No. 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 It's not Natalie Cole. No, man. No. Wanna know who it is? Okay. That was Queen Latifah, man. Yeah, Queen Latifah. She can sing, huh? How about that? Woo-hoo. Okay. I'm John Troy. Listen to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. The next song is by the Rolling Stones. The Rolling Stones. That's how Sean Connery says it. Rolling Stones. This is a great tempo. I love the tempo of this song. And also what's great is the typical Stones off-the-cuff approach. That's all I'm going to say about it. The Rolling Stones doing Beast of Boyden here on KX93.5 FM. Listen. The Rolling Stones here on KX93.5 FM doing Beast of Burden. I'm John Troy. Listen to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. I cannot say enough about these girls who came in with this this charity, this benefit to build wells in Africa. The girls' names, I think Anna Gallagher, I think was her name. Sophia, I can't remember your last name. Sophia, I'm sorry. And Susan Huff was the only adult in the room, clearly. Also, I happen to know, a little bird told me, that Riley Goff is doing her second year. She's a student, a young lady, doing this great work. Please go to next Sunday, June 3rd, from 12 to 3 p.m., is a fund shindig to help Wisdom Spring, which is building wells in Africa. $20 for adult, $15 for students and kids. Or you can donate at the website Laguna Beach High School, which is lbhswalkingforwater.org, or Instagram at lbhswalkingforwater. Okay, I love Randy Newman. I'm John Troy, and you're listening to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. This is KX93.5 FM. And I'm a Randy Newman lover, and I want to play this song now. You know, this song, if you listen to Randy Newman, you have to have some kind of cultural and historical literacy. So bone up on your stuff if you want to listen to Randy, okay? This is about the Cuyahoga River. The Cuyahoga River is a river in the United States located in northeast Ohio that feeds into Lake Erie. The river is famous for having been so polluted that it caught fire in 1969. And the event helped to spur the environmental movement in the U.S. I'm going to read you these wonderful lyrics of Randy Newman so you don't miss them. There's a red moon rising on the Cuyahoga River, rolling into Cleveland to the lake. There's a red moon rising on the Cuyahoga River, rolling into Cleveland to the lake. There's an oil barge winding down the Cuyahoga River, rolling into Cleveland to the lake. There's an oil barge winding down the Cuyahoga River, rolling into Cleveland to the lake. Cleveland, city of light, city of magic. Cleveland, city of light, you're calling me. Cleveland, even now, I can remember, 'cause the Cuyahoga River goes smoking through my dreams. Burn on, Big River, burn on. Now, the Lord can make you tumble, and the Lord can make you turn. The Lord can make you overflow, but the Lord can't make you burn. Yep, leave it to people. This has got great dynamics, from only piano to full orchestra and back again. And there's something about Randy Newman's playing and his chord structures and his arrangements that just sounds very, I don't know, American to me, like reminiscent of Aaron Copland. See if you don't agree. Disturbing chords and then humorous chords. Randy Newman doing the song Burn On here, KX93.5 FM. Listen.
There's a red moon rising on the Cuyahoga River, rolling into Cleveland to the lake. There's a red moon rising on the Cuyahoga River, rolling into Cleveland to the lake. There's an oil barge winding down the Cuyahoga River, rolling into Cleveland to the lake. There's an oil barge winding down the Cuyahoga River, rolling into Cleveland to the lake. Cleveland, city of light, city of magic. Cleveland. Cleveland, city of light, you're calling me. Cleveland, even now I can remember. Cause the Cuyahoga River goes smoking through my dreams. Burn on, big river, burn on. Burn on, big river, burn on. Now the Lord can make you tumble, and the Lord can make you turn, and the Lord can make you overflow, but the Lord can make you burn. Burn on, big river, burn on. Burn on, big river, burn on.
Randy Newman here on KX93.5 FM, Laguna Beach, doing Burn On. I'm John Troy, listen to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, and the next song is by Elvis. Elvis Presley, of course. Good old Elvis. You want some cowbell? Here you go. And that's all I'm going to say about it. This is a... Oh, somebody's honking outside. You know, I don't use my horn. Honking is rude. It's just rude. If you honk your horn at people because you're peeved about something, you're rude. I really think so. You know, I mean, look, if you're walking down the street, say somebody walks, doesn't see you as they walk out of the, as they walk out of a business, out of a doorway. They don't notice you because, I don't know, they're distracted walking. And you have to accommodate them. You got to do a little sidestep, or you got to slow down for a second. You know, you just got to make some, you have to accommodate another human on the planet for a moment. Now, do you do that and just do it and not let it bother you as you're walking along? Or do you go, hey, at the back of his head? What do you do? Now, how is honking at somebody any different? Because they pulled out in front of you or something like that. You know, so you had to move your foot off the gas a little bit, or you had to move your foot over and tap the brakes a little bit. Oh, you poor little driver. Eee, better honk at him. Let him know how upset you are. Gee, man, that makes me crazy. You want to get me mad, honk at me. Oh, boy. My poor son. I get honked at. I lose my mind. I'll stop, get out of my car, and start walking over to you. I swear to God. I lose my mind when somebody honks at me, you know, because you give somebody a break, man. You know, have you done everything perfect the whole time you're driving? Do you ever make a mistake yourself? Ever? You know, would you like to be given a break for a darn second and not be honked at? You know, because you drifted a little bit over in your lane or something? Sheesh. Man, that makes me nuts. Where was I? Oh, yeah, this is a music show. Next song is Elvis Presley, Burnin' Love. Let's listen. Elvis Presley on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
Which one?
All right, Elvis Presley here on KX93.5 FM. Burning Love. I'm John Troy. Listen to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. What do I got coming up now next here? Young MC. Oh, yeah, this one. Flea is playing bass. It's Flea on the bass. And see, here's this is a cool thing because there's no changes in this song. There's no changes in the song at all. So what's one thing you can do to add dynamics? Well, you can take the bass out, and that's like, hey, the bass is gone. And then you bring the bass back in. Hey, the bass is in. And so it keeps you interested, okay? That's how they trick you. So they can control your mind. This song has some sex sounds in it. That's the one thing I don't go for. I never really went for sex sounds. Like, oh, yeah. That kind of thing on a song, just to me, it just sounds goofy. You know, the song itself is sexy enough as far as I'm concerned. I mean, if it's Barry White, you know, something like that, and the song is sexy, then it's sexy, right? You know, Let's Get It On, or Sexual Healing, it's sexy. You don't need, oh, yeah, you don't need, you know, I don't want, no. Stop it. This is Young MC doing Bust a Move here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
Bust it. A tempo, all the fellas try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down cause you're overzealous. Play hard to get females, get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad, are showing body. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Next day's function, high class luncheon. Food is served and you're stone cold munching. Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking, sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance cause she likes to groove. So come on, fatso, and just bust a move. Just bust a move. And you're wishing someone could cure your lonely condition. Looking for love in all the wrong places. No fine girls, just ugly faces. From frustration, first inclination is to become a monk and leave the situation. But every dark tunnel has a light of hope, so don't hang yourself with a celibate rope. New movie showing, so you're going. Could care less about the five you're blowing. Theater gets dark just to start the show. Then you spot a fine woman sitting in your row. She's dressed in yellow, she says hello. Come sit next to me, you fine fellow. You run over there without a second to lose. And what comes next? Hey, bust a move. So they can seem witty. Tell a funny joke just to get some play. Then you try to make a move and she says no way. Girls are faking, goodness saking. They want a man who brings home the bacon. Got no money and you got no car. Then you got no woman and there you are. Some girls are sadistic, materialistic. Looking for a man makes them opportunistic. The lion on the beach perpetrating a tan so that a brother with money can be their man. So on the beach you're strolling, real high rolling. Everything you have is yours and not stolen. A girl runs up with something to prove. So don't just stand there and bust the move. For me, fellas.
Gary has a brother Larry. In 5 days from now he's gonna marry. He's hoping you can make it there if you can, cause in the ceremony you'll be the best man. You say neato, check your libido and roll to the church in your new tuxedo. The bride walks down just to start the wedding, and there's one more girl you won't be getting. So you start thinking, then you start clicking. A bridemaid looks and thinks that you're winking. She thinks you're kinda cute, so she winks back, and now you're feeling really firm cause the girl is stacked. Reception's jumping, bass is pumping. Look at the girl and your heart starts thumping. Says she wanna dance to a different groove. Now you don't want to do G bust the move.
Young MC here on KX 93.5 FM doing Bust a Move. See, now that girl was singing. That was sexy. That's sexy. You know, it is. You know. But not, oh, yeah. You know, no, stop that. Okay? Okay, thank you. Now, I've talked about this before. There are some musicians who are known, they become known as players, as instrumentalists, and then somebody notices that they sing pretty well, and somebody says, hey, you should sing. Some that come to mind are Nat King Cole. He was a fantastic fantastic piano player. And somebody heard him sing and said, wow, you know, you should try singing. You know, well, the rest is history. Same with George Benson. George Benson, he made albums. There was just nothing but guitar, man. And then it turns out somebody said, hey, you know what? Why don't you think about singing? And sure enough, he's a fantastic singer. And another one was Chet Baker. Chet Baker played trumpet. He's a jazz trumpetist. trumpeter. And he was sitting at the story goes that he was sitting at the piano between takes, just lounging in the studio, and he was singing quietly to himself, hitting some chords, and somebody heard him and said, wow, man, you got a nice voice. You should think about singing. And one thing led to another, and sure enough, he put out an album called Chet Baker Sings. I think that's the name of it. Anyway, this starts with Baker playing trumpet, and the drummer is using brushes. There's an upright bass and piano. And there's a trumpet solo and a piano solo, and the singer is the trumpet player, Chet Baker, here on KX 93.5 FM. Listen.
Writing songs of love, but not for me. A lucky star's above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I've found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. I hoe, alas, and also lack-a-day. Although I can't dismiss the memory of her kiss, I guess she's not for me. Thank you. I was a fool to fall and get that way. Hi-ho, alas, and also lack-a-day. Although I can't dismiss the memory of her kiss, I guess she's not for me.
Chet Baker here on KX93.5 FM doing But Not For Me. I'm John Troy. Listen to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. I got time, I guess, for one more. This is Susan Tedeschi. This is what I call a 6-in-4 feeling. It's a feel. It's a 6 feel in 4/4 time. So if it's 4/4 time and it's a slow groove like 1, 2, 3, 4. See, like that? But instead of 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, or 1 and 2 and 3 and 2 to 1 and 2 to 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. See, like that? That's a straight 8. That's called a straight 8. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. But if it's like this, if it has this feel, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's a 4/4 time signature, but it's got a waltzy feel inside. It's got a 6 inside, not waltzy necessarily, but a 6 feel inside. That's what I'm trying to tell you, man. This is Susan Tedeschi doing "Just Won't Burn" here in KX93.5 FM. Listen.
I'm feeling kind of that you won't burn.
Susan Tedeschi here on KX 93.5 FM doing Just Won't Burn. I'm John Troy. You've been listening to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. And before I go, I want to remind you one more time to go to the shindig at Laguna Hills High School next Sunday, the 3rd of June, for an auction and fun things to do. It's a lot of people are going to be there. It's going to be a lot of fun, but it's a great charity. It's called Wisdom Spring, and they build wells in Africa, so people have access. The children have access to clean water. It's just a great thing. For more information or to donate, you go to LBHS. That's Laguna Beach High School. LBHS walkingforwater.org or Instagram at LBHS walkingforwater. Come join Sophia. Can't remember your last name, Sophia. I'm sorry. Anna Gallagher, I believe, and Riley Goff and Susan Huff. Three students I know of, and Susan, and join them, say hi, and go to Laguna Beach High School next Sunday, June 3rd, from 12 to 3. All right? All right. So you've been listening to John Troy's Country Groove Sack. I'll be back next time to get in your ear. Until then, for all of us here at KX935.com, KX935 FM, Laguna Beach, this is John Troy saying, ciao, baby.
got it. All around, eyes they keep on searching. Oh, I got it. Yes, I got it.